Praise Jesus Christ, praise Jesus Christ indeed. The person who prayed for you, commanding the pain to go, completely believes the word of God. When the word of God in Mark 16, 17 and 18 says, in my name they'll cast out evil spirits, and in my name they'll lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. So in this case, the person just cast out the evil spirit of pain. The person completely believes Mark 16, 17, 18. And in Mark 11, 23, the word of God says, speak to the mountain. Like Jesus Christ cursed the fig tree, and the fig tree, the next day the disciples saw it dried up from the roots. So curse the fig tree. So the person who prayed would have cursed the pain, commanded the spirit of pain to get out in Jesus' name, commanded the pain to go in Jesus' name, and because they believed in the word of God, it took place. They believed, the praying person believed in the word of God. Now, of course, when you do not know anything, you're suffering, some Christian would pray for you because Jesus Christ is faithful. He wants to settle all his children. So the problem is after they have done that, but you yourself do not believe the word of God. You do not completely believe the word of God. The word of God says, you cast out, you, but you didn't do. So now you have to start doing. And the word of God says, you speak to the mountain and the mountain and to cast out into the sea and to be dropped in the sea. And when you believe without doubting in your heart, mind the doubt will come. Forget about it. Don't listen to the mind. You believe in your heart the word of God is true. Jesus said, you speak to the mountain to be thrown into the sea, it will be thrown. You believe that. But if until you believe that, this pain and the spirit will keep coming back. Because Jesus Christ wants only when you believe in the word of God, then Satan knows, the evil spirit knows, hey, you believe in that word, you can cast them out. Then they run. The pain, get out in Jesus' name. And you continue, let's say now, you continue laying your hands and stroking the place where the pain, go in Jesus' name. Pain, go in Jesus' name. Pain, that's you yourself doing. It will go. Because in Jesus' name, the pain knows in Jesus' name is yet to go. Evil spirit of pain, get out in Jesus' name. Evil spirit of sickness, get out in Jesus' name. Any disease, whatever you're talking, get out in Jesus' name. I've been healed 2,000 years ago. By his stripes, I've been healed. By Jesus' stripes, I've been healed. By Jesus' stripes, now it is you who have to take this. Otherwise, you'll have to continue looking for people to pray for you. Jesus Christ doesn't want this. Jesus Christ wants you because you are his son. You are his son. He wants you to start doing. And the devil knows whether you're actually exercising your right. That means you don't know your right or you do not want to exercise your right. Then the devil keeps coming because he knows that you're not exercising your right. You do not want to believe the word of God and exercise. Believing the word of God means doing it. Doing it. If you do not do what he says, then you don't believe. That's word of God. He said, if you believe, then you will do. If you love me, keep my commandments. This is where the problem is. So you have to start doing. And please, in the prayer777.com and the graceoflife.com, there are people ready to teach you. There are saints, servants of God. All of you are saints. Whoever believes in Jesus Christ has been sanctified and you become saints. Saints is not a title given by some organization. It is given by God Almighty through his word for those who believe in Jesus Christ. They've been sanctified. So they are saints. All those who believe in Jesus Christ are saints. Some this organization take over the thing and say, we will appoint the saints and all, that's their business. But Jesus Christ appoints you a saint when you believe in him. That's the word of God. So you have to now start learning. Otherwise, you will forever face this problem because you are believing somebody else. So somebody else can't be contacted means what they're going to do. Let's say internet down, phone lines are down. Then your family, your son or child is suffering. You have to learn. You have to learn to do this. If you don't want to do this, even the cast out and the sickness is going away, healing. You see, healing has been given already. The disease is living slowly, let's say. Living slowly. This is healing is given. This is you're commanding the fellow, go. And then, of course, the disease goes in the name of Jesus Christ, it goes. But let us say legs blackened because of gangrene, and you begin to see lighter circulation take place. There's a body cycle to completely heal itself, isn't it? The body has been created to heal itself by Jesus Christ, marvelously made the body. So, and you continue rubbing the area, laying hands, or cannot also commanding circulation. The leg circulate, blood in the leg circulate properly, perfectly circulate. The blood in my whole body circulate perfectly. The blood be purified in the name of Jesus Christ. You have to learn. Please, learn and do. Because there'll come a time when you cannot contact anybody. Please, please learn. That's what Jesus wants you to do. Seek me and you will find me. Amen.